Now at our pop culture chat and joining us to go over all things Eurovision related is the one and only Colm McGrath. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Very, very well. Colm, I've been asking our listeners, did they watch Eurovision? What were their thoughts on it? On Switzerland winning, on Bambi Thug, the song, our performance, overall. Sixth is pretty good given we haven't been in the final in 6 years. And then just all the controversy around Israel and Netherlands and everything else that was going on. Lots of messages coming in on this. I'll kind of read them throughout the course of it. But message in here says that, appreciate the arts, look at the work and effort Bambi Thug put into it. The days of Johnny Logan and Linda Martin are well gone. It's unfair to compare her to Justin. Vote for the witch. That's from Jaron Shannon, who says up the banner. Thanks, and that's the thing. Yeah, like, did you see when the juries were given their votes and we had Paul Harrington?
Yep.
Who, of our vintage, will remember the night that himself
and Charlie McGilligan
won the 94 Eurovision Rock and Roll. They like Switzerland in the pub, in the jury vote, they strolled to victory.
They absolutely won.
But he sang one of the lines from the song, and it was just tumbleweed because I don't
get
it. Yeah, in the 2024 version of the Eurovision, I don't think anyone remembers that kind of music, which is, you know, it was a traditional two out lads at a guitar and a piano.
Yeah, well, like, you're right and you're wrong in ways because there are still.
No, never wrong.
There are still some ballad type songs in there, and countries will continue.
So I suppose was it Latvia, the guy who was dressed in a blue Marvel action heroes suit?
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, it's no longer a song contest in my eyes. Like, it's a performance contest now.
Yeah.
It's a political contest, and it's a let's vote for our friends and neighbours type contest.
Which is what Jared's touching on, the effort that Bambi Thug put into.
It was a really good
spectacle.
And it wouldn't be my cup of tea musically, but you have to appreciate the creativity that went into it. Overall, I thought it was a fantastic Eurovision contest, and it would have been really boring if it weren't for all the little sideshows that
storylines are amazing.
Yeah,
they were
fantastic. I mean, great. Now, like, you know, I'm not politically informed enough to argue any case here, but the likes of Israel getting 10 points from Ireland seemed to be fairly controversial at best.
Surprising, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of countries have given Israel to. Now, take the political things out of it, as a song, the Israeli song was a lovely song. It probably deserved to be where it ended up in the competition. They pipped us to fifth place. They got fifth. Yeah. Ireland got sixth. Other people are saying that the Irish song wasn't a song at all and shouldn't even have represented. I got texts this morning, people saying that it was a disgrace and not representative of Ireland at all.
But we've sent, I don't know. Like,
we've
sent a turkey
in a trolley, that's what you're going to say,
Alan. No. But somebody mentioned Lordi earlier on. Some people would say that wasn't a song. That was a load of fellas dressed up as monsters. They won the Eurovision
in
2006.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, we're doing this a long time. The Bambi Thug performance is nothing new. It's probably new for Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of talk about satanical references in the song and in the performance. And we're still, you know, Catholic Old Ireland after all. So that probably...
Ted and Dougal standing outside the Eurovision venue with down with that sort of thing signs.
Possibly ruffled feathers for that reason. The fact that Bambi Thug is non-binary probably ruffled feathers as well, because we're getting new to the sort of, or we're getting used to the sort of new way of living. But in an effort to be respectful of everybody, as a performance, I thought Bambi Thug was absolutely brilliant. Again, not my cup of tea musically. It was our highest finishing position since the year 2000.
2000?
Yeah,
wow,
when
okay.
Eamon Toll finished, I think, sixth. I don't even remember the song.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even remember the song from the year 2000. So it's been a long time since we finished in that sort of position, and also it's been 10 years since we were in the actual grand final. So we've been unable to, for 10 years, sit down on the Saturday night of the Eurovision and cheer on the Irish. We were this weekend, and I enjoyed doing it, right? So the controversy continued because Bambi Thug didn't appear at the final dress rehearsal on Saturday because of some comments that were made, some controversy going up. We still don't know the full story of it. She put OM symbols on her body in the form of tattoos saying peace. I can't remember exactly what they said, but there were sort of political statements. They stopped Bambi Thug doing that.
The controversy, I believe, was one of the Israeli broadcasters had warned listeners that the song would be very scary for children, and made reference to the fact that maybe we weren't predisposed in this country to maybe liking their entry or that particular country, which she wasn't happy with, because she thought that was politicising the whole thing.
Well, we have some audio of Bambi Thug talking about that, and Bambi Thug is a fan of Eurovision and is not a fan of the EBU, which is very apparent based on this clip.
Behind the scenes, you don't know the amount of pressure and the amount of work that we have been doing to change things. And I am so proud of Nemo for winning. I am so proud that all of us are in the top 10 that have been fighting for this.
behind the scenes, because it has been so hard, and it has been so horrible for us.
We are what the Eurovision is. The EBU is not what the Eurovision is. I don't even care anymore.
I think we can discern from those beeps that Bambi Thug is coming on strong on the EBU.
It wasn't a fire alarm. Yeah, those beeps were blocking F-bombs. However, Bambi Thug is not afraid to give their opinion and went for it, and all is good and has come out of this looking well. The other controversy was the Dutch one, where their performer was eliminated from the competition or disqualified from the competition based on what the public thought was an altercation between their delegation and the Israeli delegation. The EBU came out and said it wasn't. I've got a clip from Sky News of how they announced it. Now, this is taken directly from the EBU statement that was released on Saturday afternoon.
While the legal process takes its course, it would not be appropriate for him to continue in the contest. We would like to make it clear that, contrary to some media reports and social media speculation, this incident did not involve any other performer or delegation member. We maintain a zero tolerance policy towards inappropriate behaviour at our event and are committed to providing a safe and secure working environment.
So what do you make of that?
That was Hugh Klein out of the competition. Like, hearsay and social media and some videos that have been seen will tell you that there was an altercation between the Dutch delegation and the Israeli delegation.
Didn't look harmonious from what I saw.
No, it didn't. I've seen videos. Everybody's probably seen the videos online. The EBU said it was nothing to do with that. It was something else, and it was about something that happened after Thursday night's second semi-final. Controversies aside, as a song contest, it was interesting. There was some brilliant performances, there was some terrible performances, but the top 10, as it finished out, actually, just before we give the top 10, the actual voting has changed over the years. Initially, it was a jury vote. For years, it was a jury vote, and then it was a combined jury and viewer vote.
Yeah.
Now they do it separately and add them together on stage on the live show.
And I mentioned, Colin, that it had been so long since we'd been in the final, so I only watch it for it in the final, and I hadn't seen it since the public vote figured in any way, shape, or form. So I couldn't get my head around the fact that, you know, Switzerland are running away with it, and then suddenly out of nowhere, Israel get 300 odd points and shoot up, and, you know, other countries got 200. I was kind of okay with it when we got 170 odd or whatever it was. But it was just mad.
Yeah, so 37 jury votes went on. As you said, Paul Harrington was on screen for Ireland giving our list of runners and riders. And then when they got to the end, they add in the public vote. Now, the public vote comes from all the countries taking part and lots of other countries. So 100 countries
vote.
There's
like an in-world international vote as well.
Yeah, there is, exactly. So anyway, following all the maths, which I'm sure they got right, the top 10 was Portugal in 10th, then Sweden, Armenia, 7th was Italy, 6th was Ireland on 278 points. In years gone by, that was plenty to win the competition.
Yeah, exactly.
5th was Israel, 4th was France, Ukraine in 3rd, Croatia was the hot favourite, finished in 2nd, and then Nemo from Switzerland came 1st with 591 points and won the Eurovision, taking it to, I don't know where it's going to be, obviously Switzerland next year, I don't know what city they're going to have it in, but it was a good song, and that's why I was happy. In my mind, it was a good song. It was catchy. There was highs and lows in it. There was plenty of excitement on stage, and Nemo just gave it his all and went for it.
It was them by themselves, no other people on stage.
Yeah, exactly. There was a kind of a spinning disc in the middle, and Nemo managed to kind of, you know, not fall off it, and it was very graceful on the spinning disc. We play a clip of the song. So this is the song that won the Eurovision 2024, Nemo, Break the Code for Switzerland.
Between the O's and ones, that's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a somewhere between the O's and ones. That's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a
It's a good song.
I just, that bit, I like it really Swiss. I just picture somebody yodeling in the Alps.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, a funny thing was, you could see the presenters going, chatting to the performers while the voting was going on.
Yeah.
Nemo's very shy in front of the camera.
I don't know what to say.
Exactly, and didn't know what to say. Yeah. Not shy in a performing sense, obviously, but shy when it came to the conversation. Gave very little to the presenters, but was, I thought it was a great performance. It was a great song. I thought it was a very worthy winner.
Yeah, I have to say, certainly out of the songs I saw, it was one of the better ones. So well done to Nemo and Switzerland. Messages coming in on the Eurovision. I mentioned the prospect of Father Ted and Father Dougal with their down with that sort of thing signs outside the Eurovision. And someone says, what about Father Ted's My Lovely Horse? I feed her sugar cubes. We sure, I think that would have done well if we sent it. Another listener on 086 1800 964 says, in the late 70s and the 80s, the family would get together, have a kind of party night cheering on Ireland, yeah, like in
we
our
did
house.
That when we were kids, yeah.
Great memories. It's come a long way since Dana. It's entertainment. Pity it's become another political stage. What's up with our world right now? Music is a motive by itself, and the politics steals its thunder, doesn't it? Yeah, unfortunate. I do have to say, it was unfortunate, but at the same time, it's given us plenty to talk about. And last but not least, a listener says, in terms of what Ireland could do for next year's Eurovision, we could always send your column with one of his raps of the week and see how that goes. Put you in a shopping trolley with Dustin.
Is it possible to get less than 0 points? I wonder.
Actually, the public vote, when they said the United Kingdom, you have received 0 points. And look at Ollie Alexander.
Yeah, Ollie Alexander was very annoyed, obviously. Well, he kind of smiled. You could see it was a painful smile.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the crowd went crazy.
I know,
it was one of the biggest cheers of the night.
It was a bit mean, wasn't it?
It was very mean.
Anyway,
they gave us 10.
On that note, you can send in your votes for Colm to represent Ireland for the 2025 Euro.
I can't take the time off, Claire FM.
You would love a trip to Zurich or Bern, wouldn't you?
I would. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm not saying I won't go.
Rap of the Week, 2025 Ireland entry. That's the campaign starts here, Colm. Thank you very much. 086 1800 964 to share your thoughts on the Eurovision with us on Monday's Morning Focus.